I thank the distinguished ambassador of Brazil for his statement. Allow me to clarify that point. This method of presenting conclusions from special coordinators' work was indeed our practice at the beginning of this century, when we had special coordinators on both substantive and procedural items. And the practice was that they would present their findings in an oral statement at a formal plenary. It was occasionally the case that they would present a recommendation for continuing that work in the following year, which I believe was actioned at the time. I would imagine any further recommendations or substantive proposals would indeed take time if they were ever to come to action at the conference. So the inclusion of that language was not intended to suggest that immediate action would be taken on any proposals. Indeed, delegations would require as much time as they needed to consider them. But I take the point the ambassador is making. Allow me also to take the opportunity to thank him for his statement of his intent, if his name is indeed approved as coordinator of subsidiary body three. That is, that he would act as an officer of the conference and discharge his duties in an impartial way, taking into account the views of all delegations. Let me reassure the conference, I have spoken to all of the proposed coordinators and special coordinators, and that is the assurance I have received from each of them, and that is indeed my understanding as to how they would approach their work. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Belarus.